Howdy.
What's going on?
not a lot. Just this season, you know. I guess when I think about your season, it was you went through a lot of tough moments. Obviously, you wanted to be down there. There was a numbers crunch here, kind of thing. But the way it finished, felt like you kind of made a statement a little bit on your own about what you can bring to the table here. One of your goals, and do you feel like you got that done?
Yeah, absolutely. There's always something to prove. I feel like all the way to the end, like even last night, it's game 82. Both teams aren't really playing for something meaningful, you could say. But my approach was always to come in and prove something every day. I think the injury I sustained last summer played a big role in that start of the season that was a little slow. I think there's a certain explosiveness that, you know, you get in your lower body when you're playing consistently. And when you go through an injury like that, it was tough to get back. That last 5 to 10%, that really makes a difference. That took some time. And we knew that. But they also have to, you know, manage the lineup. And if I can't be 100%, and play to the best of my ability, then they got decisions to make. Now, I don't think that was the only reason that we went through those tough moments at the start, but it definitely played a role. Once that kind of went away and came back to normal, then that's when kind of, for me personally, the season took off, and I was able to, you know, kind of get back to what I was doing last year and, in my opinion, even do it better. So.
When you have such a young team, I think just by default you're going to have a lot of different line combinations and things like that. I think this was a season of close to 100 line combinations. There's a lot. But you've played with Sean Corrali quite a bit the last couple of years. Do you feel like you and him kind of have chemistry, whatever it is, that, you know, going into next year, you feel like, you know, at least you have maybe – one line kind of figured out no matter who plays with you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's a line that's a little different than the others because we play a different style, very straight ahead of hockey, physical, on the forecheck. We've talked about this numerous times, but we take pride in playing that role. I think it's much needed. Curls and I have, you know, a great relationship. We communicate well. We have some chemistry on the ice as well. And even this year, once we figured out, okay, we're most likely not going to make playoffs, the thinking was get ready for next year and keep building that chemistry. That was something that came back a lot between me and him. And whether it was Danny with us or, you know, anyone else, I think Malatesta did a great job coming up. He was awesome on our line too. Putia did a good job as well. I think the thinking was always, you know, you guys, this is our line, this is what we do. And that's not going to change night in, night out. And we want to produce, obviously, but we're going to produce in a different way, and we're going to provide energy.
What does it mean to you to have the coaching staff have confidence in you to put you on the penalty kill? You got your first shorty this year.
Yeah, I've throughout my career, I've always been a penalty kill guy. It's fair to say I haven't been a power play guy much, but penalty kill has always been in my game. Obviously, we have guys that are extremely good at it, and to get an opportunity to show what I can do. It was good. I think it went well. Like I mentioned, it was always part of my identity as a player, wherever I played. Even in Nashville, I did some penalty killing. So it was good to get back to that for sure.
How long does it take for your body to heal after a season like this?
Well, I was just talking about this. After a season like this, and especially the way I play the game, which is very physical. I always have bumps and bruises, and I usually take 2 to 3 weeks completely off just to reset everything. And fortunately, this year I feel pretty good. And it's weird to say because it's been probably one of the most challenging seasons I've had physically as far as how the games were played, when I went through during the games fighting, all that kind of stuff. Very, very challenging. But fortunately enough, I was able to stay healthy, and so I feel good, so I'm ready to, you know, put a lot of work in this summer. I don't think I'm gonna need a lot of time off this year, and usually that's not a good thing to say, but with the way I was playing and the way I was able to come out of it this year, it's a good thing.
So what are your plans for the summer?
We usually just go back home to Quebec City. My wife and I are from there. So go home, see some family, and got everything set up as far as training and skating and all that. And we're just going to enjoy family time. I mean, the office, our wives do such a good job with our families when we're not there. So this morning it was easy for me to be like, you can sleep in, I'll take care of it. But I want to give her some time to reset as well, and then we'll go from there.
Matthew, so the way that this season ended is similar to last season in the sense of where you were in the standings, but do you feel like there's more optimism in the room going into this offseason? Why or why not?
Yeah, there is. I think the way we, the second half of the season, the habits that we started showing day in, day out in practice, we've shown some of it in games as well. I think it's trending in the right direction. Now, obviously, I think there's a lot of work to be done. I think, you know, our guys all know their individual assessments, but also as a team, you know, there's some things that we got to do better, but overall I think our work habits day in, day out got a lot better, as a young team. That's a big step. You know, some of the older guys on the team, they really tried to make sure that was hammered home this year. And you know, the things that you can control, that's what you want to really bear down on. And we did a good job at that this year. Now, results weren't there. I think everyone's disappointed in that. But now is not the time to look back. We've got to look forward and get ready for next year.
In a league-wide trend, especially about fighting, it seems like they're just kind of going on the downtrend. How have you had to adapt? And is that something that you feel like that's just going to become less and less in the league, just from your perspective?
I don't think so. I think, you know, I'm going to bring it to Matt Rempe coming into the league. I think he really showed that, you know, there's always someone coming in the pipeline that, you know, could be scary out there. So it's still there. I think I don't think it's going away anytime soon. I think there's different reasons for it. But, you know, I think he's just an example of why it's going to stay around. And let's not kid ourselves either. There's an entertainment factor to it as well. People like it. Whatever the narrative is, or for certain people, most fans, people like it. I know Nationwide Arena always gets up when it happens, so there's certain value to it as well.
Kind of dovetails right into what I was going to ask you. Glad you brought up Rempe. You were one of the guys that actually had some success in a fight against Rempe. I'm wondering, since that, we know how word kind of spreads in the NHL among players. What did it get kind of difficult for you if you wanted to have a scrap or anything or whatever? Did you feel like your reputation started to kind of precede itself with players maybe a little bit?
I don't know about that. I think I just kept playing the game the same way, and I think I'm can't speak for everyone else, but I think I'm a hard player to play against, but I'm also honest. It kind of stayed par for the course for me after that, as far as playing the game and just doing what I do out there. It's the best answer I got for you.
You've been here 2 years, seen a lot of young players come and go and come again, you know, come mm-hmm. back again from Cleveland. You mentioned Malatesta earlier. Do some of the young players like him, do they kind of stand out sometimes right away? Can you look at him and say, I mean, it seems like he plays with a lot of confidence. How much did you enjoy playing with him, and just kind of your thoughts on his game?
Yeah, as far as Mally goes, he came in and right away had no fear, made an impact. I mean, his first game he had 8 hits and he got into a fight. I know I didn't do that in my first game. So, you know, that's he found a way to have an impact beyond the stats, and then it started coming on at the end there. He started to produce. He had 2 good games to finish. You know, playing with him is super easy because he just plays straightforward hockey, and he works hard, and he skates, he's on pucks, he's physical. He also has some, you know, playmaking abilities. Obviously, he's a Memorial Cup MVP, so he was great to have come in. I think Puutia did a great job as well. He came in. He's extremely smart. One of the best defensive sticks, you know, as far on the ice. We were talking about it between the guys. Like, those two guys really came in and did a good job. But you know, everyone else as well. It's not easy for anyone to come up here and most of those guys have to change their role. And I think everyone did a good job. But Malatesta, I think he came in and really fit into that role that he was trying to do.
Matty, just one question on your off-season plan, and especially with some of the things we've been talking about. People know you're not afraid to answer the bell at any time. Players talk about skating in the summertime. How much do you work on that side of your game so you're ready for whatever might come your way in terms of the physical stuff?
Well, it's all related. I mean, obviously the gym is super important. I think keeping your strength up and making sure that you're – when you're in that role, you have to be one of the stronger guys on the ice. So that's really important. You know, I've been playing, I go back to juniors, been doing this since juniors, and I think experience and the lessons I've learned in the past have played a big role in how I approach that. But I'd be lying to you if I said it was a main focus in my training. I really focus more on the playing, the skating. You know, I think a guy like myself, strength isn't really an issue, but staying light on your feet is a good one. So training's revolved around that. That's kind of how I approach my summer. But obviously one of my strengths is probably how physical and how, you know, I'm kind of a strong guy on the ice as well. So it's about maintaining that as well. But it's a mix of everything. But, I mean, I don't really plan that much around that part of the game. No.